Erevin Perakei Mishnah 5:5. We continue to discuss the halachas of how one goes about surveying the tchum. And the Mishnah says, Ein mod din ela min hamumcha. The bartender brings two pshatim here. The first is that mumcha refers to an expert. So it's one may not measure the tchum through anyone who isn't an expert in the science of surveying and the techniques thereof. The Mishnah Berurah adds, based on the Rabbeinu Yehonasan, that also he has to be an expert in the halachas of tchumen. That's the first pshat the bartender brings. The second pshat he brings is that the word mumche doesn't refer to an expert, as we're familiar with in, let's say, modern Hebrew, but rather it refers to a smooth, straight, easily accessible path. The idea being that, although in the previous Mishnah we said that one could sort of do this parallel measuring if one encounters a ditch or a valley or a hill. But that's really not ideal. Ideal would be that one has sort of a straight, level path. And the word mumcha is related to the word macha, which one finds in Chumash Bamidbar. There in Matos, the pasuk is a pasuk lamadalad, perik lamadalad pasuk yod aleph. And when it's talking about the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and it says, umacha al kesef yam kineret. And it's like a straightaway, a straight path along the banks of the Kinneret, the Galilee, Sea of Galilee. In any case, so the Shulchan Aruch brings us the first shot. The one has to use an expert to do the measuring. Riba l'makam echad umiet l'makam acher. If, when one goes about doing the measuring, he ends up getting two different measurements. That is to say, let's say he measures like the northwest corner going north and then from the northeast corner going north. And then he gets to two different distances. So the meaning like now the footprint of the tchum will end up being like sort of on a diagonal instead of having right angles. So shomen l'makom shariba, we listen to the longer measurement. That is to say, we're going to use the further measurement out and then make a rectangular tchum, and we'll assume that the shorter measurement came from some kind of error. He didn't pull the measuring rope tight enough, or, of course, if there is a gradual a decline or ascent, so then, of course, that would take away a little bit compared to a smooth flat area that he measured from. So we go leniently. And similarly, riba le'echad umiyat le'acher, if two guys, two different surveyors, and Dafka, we're talking about people who are both expert in the measuring of the tchum, both measure and come to two different measurements of where the tchum extends until shomen the maruba, we will obey the one who gets the larger measurement. Again, more lenient, we're letting the tchum be larger. In fact, afilu eved, afilu shifcha, even if there's a non-Jewish slave, eved male, shifcha female, who normally would not be kashla edus, normally we don't accept testimony from slaves. Even so, shomen the muruba, if they would give testimony, that they would say, I can confirm to you that the townspeople used to go up to this particular point regularly on Shabbos, and therefore it's certainly inside the tchum. So then, as opposed to what they're not saying is, I did it personally. If they said they did it personally, they'd have no, we wouldn't believe them. But if they said they did it, they're aware that this is how it used to be. They used to rely out to such distance. So then, ne'emanen, they will be believed to say Lomar ad kan tchum Shabbos, that the boundaries for Shabbos extend until here, because in all these cases, why we're lenient with the measurement and between the two competing experts, and even to rely on the testimony of someone who normally would not be reliable, is because Shelo amru chachamim es hadavar lahachmir, when the rabbis said this 2,000 amma measurement as the tchum around, and it's, remember, it's rabbinic. That's the Mishnah here is possibly that's just a rabbinic requirement. They didn't say it in order to be strict. El lahakel, they built into their rules that if there'd be some sort of conflict, like the conflicts that are enumerated in this Mishnah, we would go lahakel, we would take a lenient interpretation and allow for the tchum, the boundary for Shabbos, to be, assumed leniently, meaning as large, the larger of the two possibilities.